It's Tuesday, January 7, 2025.
Dangerous conditions on the roads along a stretch of more than 1,000 miles from the Central Plains all the way to the Northeast.
New year, new punishing extreme weather. 2024 was the hottest year on record, plus...
All of us must learn to waste less energy.
The legacy of Jimmy Carter, one of the greatest conservation presidents.
All of that and more that happened while we were out, straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
We really have a sprawling winter storm from Kansas and the Central Plains, the middle of the United States, all the way to the eastern seaboard, giving the worst of every season for an extended period of time.
The worst of every season. Welcome to 2025. This is your Green News Report.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay, Desi Doyen, things are getting terrible right off the top. No way around it. What do you got for us this year?
Well, as you say, 2025 is off to an extreme start with a new outbreak of the polar vortex, forcing icy Arctic air into the United States, generating deadly severe winter storms across the eastern half of the country and knocking out power amid frigid temperatures. Some Midwest states have declared states of emergency. The UK and Europe are also getting hit with extreme cold, storms, and floods. And yes, man-made climate change plays a role. Studies suggest climate change is altering the jet stream, increasing the likelihood of these polar vortex outbreaks. And according to Washington Post meteorologist Matthew Cappucci,
as the climate warms, we're adding more moisture to the atmosphere. And so we're seeing less snow overall, but bigger snowstorms because the storms that still manage to be snow have that much more moisture to work with.
Oh, well, that's a great way to kick off the year.
While we were out, it became official. 2024 was the hottest year ever recorded in human history, according to the World Meteorological Organization and other global science agencies. It caps a full decade of unprecedented heat. The new record is especially disturbing in a year without an El Nino to boost global temperatures.
Yeah, 2024 was supposed to be cooler than the record 2023 because there was no El Nino, and now it turned out to be hotter?
Yep.
Why?
Scientists aren't exactly sure yet.
Get it together, scientists.
Scientists at World Weather Attribution have found that man-made climate change intensified nearly all of the 29 extreme weather events around the world that they studied over the last year that killed roughly 4,000 people and displaced millions, mostly in the developing world. The WMO also announced the last 10 years have been the hottest decade ever recorded since record-keeping began in the mid-1800s, and as scientists had predicted back in the 1950s. In other news, in Europe, Ukraine cut off Russia from using a key natural gas pipeline across its territory to export gas to Europe, but officials say Europe is not at risk of any shortages. As Republicans take power in Washington, major U.S. banks, including Citigroup and Bank of America, have exited the Net Zero Banking Alliance, a global banking industry effort to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. On Monday, President Joe Biden banned new oil and gas drilling across most of the U.S. coastline, concluding that the environmental and economic harms from oil spills and other drilling impacts outweigh any limited fossil fuel resource potential.
Well done, Joe.
The order does not affect parts of the Gulf of Mexico, where the majority of U.S. offshore drilling occurs, but it protects coastlines along parts of Alaska, the West Coast, the East Coast, and Florida from all future drilling.
Future until Donald Trump reverses it.
Well, it is intended to counter potential expansion of offshore drilling under the incoming Trump administration, and overturning it is possible but complicated.
Good.
Finally, the late former President Jimmy Carter, who died at the age of 100 just before the new year, was an environmental visionary ahead of his time. He installed solar panels on the White House, created the Department of Energy and the National Labs System to advance energy research, saying, quote, "Nobody can embargo sunlight." He worked to shift the U.S. away from dependence on fossil fuels and advance renewable energy. In 1977, amid an energy crisis, he urged Americans to conserve.
If we all cooperate and make modest sacrifices, if we learn to live thriftily and remember the importance of helping our neighbors, then we can find ways to adjust. All of us must learn to waste less energy.
Carter was the first president to protect pristine parts of Alaska from oil development, and he did much, much more. He was one of the most consequential environmental presidents in modern U.S. history.
Thank you, Jimmy. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the social medias, including Blue Sky at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
You didn't have to shake me like you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you. You didn't have to make it like you did, but you did, but you did.